Time message to the end time church. Your gift of $7, actually. No, I think it's $17, whatever. We'll make it $17 today. To Save America Ministries, we'll put it in your hands. You've never read anything like it. $17 out of Egypt. Get it on our website, saveus.org. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. And thanks for joining us. Become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries. P.O. Box 708-279, Richmond, Virginia 23255, or go to our website, saveus.org.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the...
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king, but in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you, the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Pastor David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution, because certainly we have a society such as we do because we had a Christian constitution. Basically, it did not declare that Christianity certainly was to be the religion of this country, but most of the people were Christian. The whole idea was that if we had a moral people, we could have restricted government. And as John Adams said, our form of government was made for a moral and religious people. It wouldn't work for any other. And of course, it's not working now. It's not working now because we're no longer a moral people. And there's shootings and all sorts of sex crimes by government officials in one form or another. And suddenly you turn on your television and you hear about your local coach, baseball coach, 20 years baseball coach, seducing the boys on his baseball team. And what sort of madness is that? And now same-sex marriage and certainly all sorts of shootings and violence that doesn't make any sense and stabbings that don't make any sense. But what would you expect when you remove God and prayer and the Ten Commandments and morality from our schools? And basically, that's why they took God and prayer out of our schools. They wanted to destroy the moral structure of our society. They've done it, and our Constitution will not work unless we have a moral and religious people. So first of all, we need to understand the Constitution, and then we need to reclaim the moral fabric of our society. So without further ado, Pastor David Whitney from the Institute of the Constitution. David, thanks very much for being with us, and where are we going tonight?
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. We're moving from the Bill of Rights, which we've spent several months, I think, walking through each of those very, very important 10 amendments, the first 10 amendments to our Constitution, and stepping from that to the 11th Amendment and beyond, we begin to see that many of these amendments do the opposite of what the Bill of Rights was designed to do. The Bill of Rights was designed to present a wall around the seven articles of our Constitution to prevent our federal government from playing outside of those limited areas that we, the people, had delegated to them. In other words, we didn't give all power to Washington, D.C. We gave very limited powers, delegated, enumerated powers spelled out in the Constitution, and then further restricted by the Bill of Rights. But when you look at the majority of the subsequent 17 amendments following the Bill of Rights, many, if not most of them, wind up expanding the power of the federal government, giving it all kinds of powers that are very destructive to our liberties. And
let me just point out, David, that I personally believe that the reason that happened is because there were people here going back 150 years who wanted an all-powerful government. There were two forces when America was founded. One was the Christian element that wanted to restrict the power of government so men could be free. And then there was the occult element that wanted to expand the power, and so you would end up with a small ruling elite. And that's just what we have today. Go right ahead.
Well, amen. That's exactly what lies behind the evil that undid the beautiful design our founders put together. Well, the 11th Amendment came very short on the heels after the ratification of our Constitution. It was 1798 that it was ratified, and it deals with lawsuits against states in particular. States may not be sued in a federal court by citizens of another jurisdiction, that is, without the state's consent. It was an interesting case that rose out of
I'm going to have to interrupt you there, David, because we're going to break. I have no control over it. That's what the computer tells me. All right, guest this evening, David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution. We'll be back in just a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and health care you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by 666-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 and ask about Garlazyme.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Pastor David Whitney is talking about the 11th Amendment and the fact that the gentleman had contracted with the state to supply supplies for the state. He died. The person taking care of the estate actually took this to court. And the court said, yes, basically a state that has a contract with an individual ought to have to pay it. Well, the states didn't like that. They figured they'd get around that. So they got the 11th Amendment put through, which basically said that a state that has a contract with somebody from another state doesn't have to abide by that. In other words, if you have a contract, you live in Massachusetts, you have a contract with the state of California, you supply goods for them, they cost you money, and then they say, we're not going to pay it, and you take them to court, why you do not have a claim because of the 11th Amendment, unless, of course, California will allow you to go ahead and sue it. But go right ahead, David. It doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't, because it allows states to do what no individual could do. Obviously, Dr. Stan, if you and I entered a contract, say I was going to paint your house or something like that, and I didn't do the job, but you had paid me already for doing the job, you could sue me, rightly so, because I had breached and broached the contract that we had agreed to. So no one should be able to enter into a contract and then violate the terms of that contract and get away with it. And yet this said that states have the ability to get away with violating contracts. So when we look at it from one angle, some people might say, well, yeah, there's a good thing in terms of state sovereignty because the states don't have to go to federal court. But I look at it the other way. It makes no sense. If states can violate contracts they enter into, you're giving government a power that does not belong to it. In fact, a power that we would not allow an individual to have. I think one of the mistakes that's often made is people begin to think of government as somehow separate entity that is above human beings. No, really, civil government is like a group of human beings getting together collectively to decide things that are going to benefit them collectively, but they have, that government that's been formed by the people, has no greater powers than the people themselves have. For example, one of the often mistakes made along this line is the idea of, or the question should be asked, where does the policeman get his right to carry a gun? We are told all over the media these days, the policemen have the right to carry the gun, the soldiers have a right to carry the gun, but you, the citizen, you have no right to carry a gun. Like, well, wait a minute. Where did the government get its right to carry the gun? Well, they got it from we, the people, when we created our civil government and basically entrusted certain limited enumerated powers to them, one of which to protect us, and therefore we allow them to carry guns to do so, but it doesn't mean that we can't carry a gun, because if we can't carry a gun as the principal, they cannot carry the gun as our agent.
Basically there was a stabbing certainly I think just today up in Canada, and I don't know how many people were stabbed again. This is we had another stabbing here just last week here in the United States. But my thought was, you know, if somebody there had a gun, they could have intervened and saved the lives and certainly saved people from being permanently mutilated. But of course, basically there is this effort, we can't have people carrying guns, you know. Why, they might use them, ladies and gentlemen. In an increasingly lawless society, we need the right of us, any moral people, to have weapons, not only to protect themselves, but protect others. And I will tell you, it's the most interesting thing that certainly in Washington, D.C., the murder capital of the world, apparently in Chicago, apparently, they've recently given them the right to keep weapons and conceal weapons, and the incidence of violent crime has fallen. Is that Chicago? Or is that Washington D.C.?
Well, I think it's Chicago. I mean,
Chicago. Yes, I stand corrected. But basically, as soon as the people began to have the right to carry concealed weapons, why, the incidence of crime and violence decreased. But you're not going to hear about that from suddenly the mainline media, because they're controlled by those who want to disarm the people and establish a dictatorship. Go right ahead.
Yes. So the idea is that we, the principal, hire an agent, which is what the civil government is. It is our agent, and the only reason our agent has any power is because we have delegated to them a power that we already possess. So if we can't do something, the civil government cannot do it either. So if we can't enter into a contract and freely decide to break that contract and nobody can take us to court, never should a civil government, whether federal, state, or local, be able to enter contracts and freely break those contracts it has entered into. So I think, in my overall opinion, the 11th Amendment is an unjust expansion of power, in this case, not power of the federal government, but power of the state government. And I think it was, if we were a wise society, it would be one of those amendments that we abolish, undoing it, because it is a damage to the rights of citizens in our land. What it means is that anytime you decide to enter into a contract as a businessman of any sort, with a state in which you do not reside, that is, you're not a citizen, you don't have a driver's license in that particular state, you're entering it blind. You have no protection for your right in that contract you've entered into with that state government. And that's a farce that ought to be undone.
And that is the 11th Amendment of the Constitution, which most people don't even know, but go right ahead.
Yes, and so that 11th Amendment, like I said, occurred very shortly after the ratification. That was 1798, so within 10 years. The next amendment, the 12th Amendment, occurred in 1804 when it was ratified, and it actually came about as a result of one of the most interesting elections, presidential elections, in the history of our country. It was the election of 1808 that was a tie, and we know, as the Article 2 explains, that if there is a tie in the Electoral College, then the decision as to who becomes president goes to the House of Representatives. And by the way, the system our founders designed with the Electoral College, which is being much rejected today, and there's all sorts of attempts to undermine it. Well, the Electoral College, if you understand why it was structured, is parallel to what they structured with the Senate. You recall the senators originally, before the 17th Amendment, senators were not elected directly by the people. That is, it was not by a popular election. Rather, it was the legislature of each state in the Union that would choose the two senators that they were going to send to Washington, D.C., because the senators essentially were representing the state legislature. Yes, the House of Representatives represented the people in the particular state, but the Senate represented the legislature. So each state legislature had a very powerful check upon the legislative branch of the federal government. And so likewise, the Electoral College was designed to be a very powerful check by the state legislature on the executive branch. So in spite of what might happen in terms of a popular election, the Electoral College of each state, representing each state, could vote differently than the people had cast their ballots in the state, because they were looking out for the interest of the state government as it would be represented in the executive branch of government. So the Electoral College design in the 12th Amendment was altered. Originally, of course, we know that the highest vote getter in the Electoral College would become president, and then the second vote getter, the second highest vote getter, would become the vice president. So instead of what we assume today, that the president and the vice president are going to be from the same political party, in that day they were from opposite political parties. They were fighting against each other for the presidential seat, and this created quite a stir in the 1800 election. It was a three-way race between Aaron Burr, Thomas Jefferson, and John Adams. John Adams had served one term as president, and ironically, Thomas Jefferson was his vice president. So in his attempt at a second run for the White House for John Adams, then he had Thomas Jefferson, his vice president, running against him in this political campaign. And there was quite a bit of, mudslinging. We think our politics are pretty bad, and they are. And it certainly wasn't to the level of dirt and mud that's slung today, but there was a bit of mudslinging going on between Thomas Jefferson and John Adams. And the outcome was it took hundreds of ballots to be cast in the House of Representatives before Thomas Jefferson ultimately was chosen to be president and so on. But the result of this is people were worried that this might happen frequently, that there'd be these ties that have to be broken in the House and rather than by the Electoral College. And so they proposed a change to the Electoral College where basically you have a slate where now you're voting for vice president and president together on a slate rather than just casting a ballot and the highest vote getter becomes president, second highest vote getter becomes vice president. Now, you might say it removes the problem that the, 1800 election illustrates. However, it perhaps inadvertently, and perhaps it was intended on the part of some, but inadvertently changed the structure of the executive branch. Consider what happened, for example, with Thomas Jefferson as the vice president and John Adams as the president. Well, partway through those 4 years, they had a falling out, and They disagreed very, very vociferously on a number of different issues. When John Adams signed the Alien and Sedition Act, which I believe is the blackest mark on his career, otherwise a very illustrious career as a patriot. But when he signed the Alien and Sedition Act, he put a very, very black mark on his name, believing that violating the First Amendment was perfectly fine for the federal government to do. Thomas Jefferson was vigorously opposed to the Alien and Sedition Act, so much so that he wrote the Kentucky Resolves, which were written in secret, because as vice president, it would have been a little bit even too much at that point to admit that the vice president was actively writing a policy piece for the state of Kentucky against President John Adams, which is essentially what the Kentucky Resolve says, that the Alien and Sedition Acts are unconstitutional, and therefore they're not going to be recognized by the state of Kentucky as law. In fact, any attempt...
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment with Pastor David Whitney, looking into the past history.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800
800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
That's awesome. We'll be back in a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan and Sydney, Pastor Whitney, simply talking about the 12th Amendment. And the 12th Amendment was to actually stipulate that the president, the vice president, would come from the same political party, rather than the president would have as a vice president the man who had the second most votes in the election. And although this makes the government run more efficiently, of course, this is the problem. You don't want an efficient government. You don't, because George Washington recognized that there would always be factions who would want a dictatorship. What they want is an efficient government that can regulate and control every aspect of the lives of the people. There have always been those who wanted a dictatorship in America. Today, they certainly work behind the scenes in both political parties. And just so often, you find the Republicans saying the right thing and then going right along with Obamacare and right along with them making all sorts of concessions as far as amnesty is concerned. Remember, the Republicans control the House of Representatives. They control the budget. You could not have the massive budget deficits without the full support and consent of the Republicans who keep talking against it and then go right along with it. And basically, since Obama's been in office, the Republicans have controlled the House of Representatives the most majority of the time. And yet we've increased the federal deficit almost $7 trillion. Remember, when Obama came into office, the federal deficit was $10.7 trillion. It's now $17.5, well over $17.5, with the full help and support of the Republican Party. You think you have two parties? They keep telling you you got two parties. Though, ladies and gentlemen, you got a power structure, and we got some of the finest politicians in Washington, D.C. that money could buy. And a media that covers up the whole tragedy of what's unfolding today, as we move certainly from a limited federal government to an all-powerful federal government that controls every aspect of our lives, with an NSA that, in the name of protecting us from those wicked terrorists who want to take away our freedom, listens to every one of our telephone calls, reads every one of our emails, reads every one of our faxes, and they keep them on file, and they're lying when they say they don't. Go right ahead, Pastor Whitney.
Mm-hmm. And so this 12th Amendment was really an expansion of the power of the executive by bringing basically president and vice president together under one party. The beginning of the expansion of the executive power was underway, and certainly we saw vast expansions of it in the war between the states. And then beyond that, of course, when we enter into the 20th century, Woodrow Wilson and then FDR, perhaps the biggest expansion, the most rapid expansion of the executive power. But then certainly on down, we find people like LBJ and so on. The executive branch of our federal government has expanded its powers enormously. And now we have the usurper in the White House who claims that I have a pen, I have a telephone. In other words, I can completely ignore the legislative branch and act as if I am the legislative branch as well as the executive branch. And while I might throw in the judicial branch as well, he thinks he's king, and nobody can stop him from doing whatever he chooses. The only way Barack Obama got there is by a vast expansion of the powers of the executive branch over the course of two centuries plus now of our Constitution. Now, the 12th Amendment wasn't the only part of her amending the Constitution that expanded that power, but I think it was one of the beginning points where the expansion began to grow. Well, there was a period of quietude from 1804 until the war, 1865, when the next amendment that is currently in our Constitution was brought forward. The 13th Amendment is when slavery was abolished. Notice I said it's when slavery was abolished. You look at the date of that and you might wonder, well, wait a minute, why did the slaves need to be freed in 1865 when more than a year and a half earlier they were all freed with the Emancipation Proclamation? Aha. Well, we've been lied to pretty successfully on that score that the Emancipation Proclamation freed any slave. If you look at the details of that Emancipation Proclamation, it did not free slaves in any of the areas controlled by the North. for example, my state of Maryland here was not permitted to secede by having its legislature arrested by Lincoln and put in prison. They were going to vote for secession, so Lincoln had them all arrested and put in prison. And so were any slaves freed by the Emancipation Proclamation in the state of Maryland? No, not one slave in Maryland was freed. Likewise, in areas that had been conquered by the Northern troops in Louisiana, the areas conquered, not one slave was freed by the Emancipation Proclamation. What it did say is all the slaves in the areas that were not conquered yet by the Army of the North were now freed. So it was freeing slaves in areas they did not control, but it did not actually free the slaves throughout this country.
And of course, what happened was, I guess the slaves in the area that the North didn't control, well, they were still slaves. Basically, so much of what we've been told just isn't true.
While the storm clouds gather,
Miracle Products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford. That's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient from a garlic clove, when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955. And ask about Garlazyme.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
In a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly the point that David is making is the Emancipation Proclamation did not free the slaves. In fact, if you study the Civil War, at least initially, had nothing to do with slavery. It wasn't fought about slavery. It had to do certainly with the fact that they had tariffs that were being used to enrich the people in the North and impoverish the people in the South. And they needed an excuse for the war, and that was slavery. But the Emancipation Proclamation did not free the slaves in the North. It only freed the slaves in the South. And since the North didn't control the South, why the Emancipation Proclamation didn't take care of it. Now, certainly, the problem is that the Sunni slavery was wrong, no question, but it was on the way out. And there were tremendous political forces working behind the scenes to do away with slavery. And slavery would have been gone, I believe, very, very shortly by legislation at the national level. But the difficulty is, and remember, there's only maybe 5% of the population of the South actually own slaves. But people do not understand these things. The great tragedy is that the Civil War was fought for far different reasons than we've ever been allowed to know. Our telephone number, no, we're not going to take any calls. Our guest is certainly Pastor David Whitney. And Pastor Whitney, before you go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with the Institute on the Constitution and certainly learn how to teach this so people, our American citizens, can understand this wonderful document, which is the foundation of our freedom, which is not taught in our schools, not taught in our universities. Most lawyers don't understand the Constitution. All they see are the Supreme Court and other decisions about it, but they're never told what the Constitution really says. And yet the Constitution is the very foundation of our nation, and that is why it is being kept secret today, and that is why the Institute has worked so hard to get the truth out. Pastor David, how can people get in touch with the Institute and the Constitution, learn about the Constitution, and set up a teaching program in their community? Because if we're going to preserve America, we have to understand what America is all about. And the source of our freedom is really in the Constitution and basically the Bill of Rights, and it is to limit the power of government so men can be free. But we never teach that at all. Go ahead.
Amen. Well, people can get a hold of what we have developed. We call it a host kit because the individual leading the class is not actually teaching the Constitution. Our 12 lectures on DVD accomplish that, and there's a student notebook that gives a detailed outline of each of those lectures, as well as test questions for each of the lectures, supplemental readings, and other homework assignments that help the student grasp a hold of our founders' view of law and government, what was their philosophy of government, and then give them a working knowledge of those founding documents, the Declaration, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights. Our host gets available either by calling us. You can call us toll-free at Institute on the Constitution at 1-866-730-9796. That toll-free number for Institute on the Constitution is 1-866-730-9796. Or if people prefer, they could go to our website, and that website is The American View, all one word, theamericanview.com. And there on the very first page, you'll see a bar with click the button that says courses. And below that, you'll see the U.S. Constitution course and several other courses. But those courses there are designed to help you conduct a class where you can teach the founders' view of law and government, teach a working knowledge of our founding documents. Dr. Stan, I was talking with a host just today out in the western part of Ohio, excited about his next class. It's finishing up now and ready to graduate and go forward. And they have an understanding of these things. They now have an ability to talk about what our founders believe, what the Declaration of Independence says, and an ability to talk with other friends and neighbors, as well as, of course, we encourage them when they graduate to get a host kit themselves and start a group in their own church, start a group in their own neighborhood, find a facility where they can gather a group of friends and neighbors together to study these things, because the only way we're going to recover our liberty in America is at the grassroots level. Not going to happen in the education system. They're committed to teaching Marxism and pounding into the heads of the students that nobody should have more than anybody else, and all these kind of false Marxist ideas that were the opposite of what our founders believed. Certainly not going to come from the media. They're committed Marxists, and it's not going to come from higher education or, you know, all of the structure that's built in our land today is designed to drive the people of America a wedge away from the view of our founders' law and government. I had a politician come to my door just last weekend and asked me for his vote, and I asked them the simple questions that I encourage everyone to ask anyone that asks you for their vote. First question, what's the purpose of government? He failed that question. Then I asked him the next question, where does law come from? He failed that question. So I went inside, got a constitution, opened it up to him, began to show him provisions that the purpose of government in our Declaration of Independence, it states very plainly, the only purpose of government is to secure and protect God-given rights, nothing else. And where does law come from? It comes from the laws of nature and nature's God, which is the Bible, as our founders clearly stated. So our course gives people the ability to make that kind of connection in their own minds so that they can communicate that with others. In fact, one of the latter lectures we talk about, here's a series of questions that you ought to ask anybody who's running for office and asking for your vote, because most of those people do not have an understanding of our founders' view of law and government. So we know that we can take America back, but it's going to take a grassroots effort. It's going to take everyone who's listening saying, I need to do my part. That involves first getting an education and then taking action based upon that education. That's the education component is what Institute on the Constitution offers. So I encourage you to get a host kit either by calling us toll-free at 866-730-9796 or going to our website, theamericanview.com, theamericanview.com, and just click on the button there on the courses and select a host kit, and you'll be on your way. By the way, we provide help to anyone hosting a class anywhere across America where they're conducting a class. If questions are raised in the class that they don't have the answer to and the answer's not in the text or in the lecture, tell them that's an excellent question. I'll get an answer for you, and either give us a call at Institute on the Constitution or email us, and we will get an answer to you to help you successfully conduct a class where you're going to come away with a great deal of satisfaction that not only you have increased your knowledge and understanding of our founding documents, but you've helped a group of citizens do the same. And if we all do that, Dr. Stan, we can turn our country around. We can get rid of the people in Washington, D.C. who are the opposite in view of what where law comes from and what the purpose of government is. And we can get rid of those people at the state level and the county level likewise who do not hold our founders' view of law and government. And it can be done, and it can be done in our own generation. But it begins with ourselves, teaching a group of people, and expanding that at a larger and larger circle of influence that we can have in our area.
Amen. Go right ahead.
Well, that 13th Amendment abolished the institution of slavery, but it's interesting to look at the language. There's a word except in there. It abolished slavery except if a person were convicted of a crime and so on. So it abolished private slavery. Oh, but it preserved government slavery. That's right. The government can enslave anyone who is in the prison system. And indeed, our prison systems, as Stan, I know you've shared in other shows, we have the largest per capita population of prisoners in America, larger than any other country in the world. That should shock us to think that we put more people behind bars in America. And I know there's a lot of folks who say, well, that's good, that's law and order. But no, most of those people being put behind bars are not violent offenders. They may have had some drugs in their possession or so on. They're put behind bars for things that are completely wrong. I have friends who've been put behind bars because they filled out a form wrong. What? Filled out a form wrong and put behind bars? That's crazy. So we are way out of control. But the reason why our prison population is so big is it's a very profitable and very successful business enterprise. Not only the people who construct prisons, but then the people who hire at slave wages the prisoners to fund or to build whatever it is they're building or to conduct whatever service they want to offer. It is a very successful business enterprise, and it is slavery that's completely countenanced here in the 13th Amendment as perfectly legal in America. Well, I don't think that's a good idea, in my opinion. I mean, I know folks might disagree with me, but it's interesting that everybody says 13th Amendment abolished slavery. No. It only abolished private slavery. Government slavery is still permitted by this. Now, another aspect of the 13th Amendment was a debate that took place a little later in the 19th century, 1883. There were a series of civil rights cases debating about segregation and discrimination and so on. And the court ruled, because the question was being brought to them, the court ruled that that the 13th Amendment only abolished the institution of slavery, that it did not abolish forms of segregation or forms of discrimination and so on. And it didn't say that those were right. No, they were wrong. But it was saying, sorry, the text of the 13th Amendment doesn't allow you to say that the 13th Amendment eliminated segregation or discrimination. And later another decision said, well, as long as the facilities are separate but equal, that's perfectly fine. Now, that majority opinion had a minority, a dissenting view expressed by Justice Harlan, and he argued that, well, the 13th Amendment did more than just abolish slavery as an institution. It also abolished what he called the badges and incidents of slavery, that things that were reminiscent of the slave era, such as segregation and civil rights issues. So this was just the minority position in 1883, but roll the years forward into 1968, in the civil rights era, and now that dissenting view became the majority view of the Supreme Court in the case Jones v. Mayer, 1968. And here it was said that the badges and incidents of slavery were done away by the 13th Amendment. I don't know about you, but if I read the text of the 13th Amendment, I don't see it there at all. And so how in the world did, you know, in less than 100 years, about 80 years, how did the text of the 13th Amendment change from saying, just abolish slavery to now saying abolish not only slavery, but the badges and incidents of slavery as well? Here's an illustration of what's wrong with the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court does not have a fixed standard of what words actually mean. They're like that benighted lawyer from Arkansas who couldn't figure out what the word is means, you know? And there's the problem with judges saying, well, yeah, the words meant this back then when the 13th Amendment was ratified, but we think now they should mean this. And what we have effectively is lawyers who are unaccountable, wearing black robes, who change the meaning of our Constitution on an ongoing basis. And they do so, that is, they're actually, what they're doing is amending the Constitution. So the court in 1968 amended the language of the 13th Amendment illegally. They do not have a process of amendment that uses the judiciary. We do have a process of amendment, Article 5, process of amendment with two different ways to amend the Constitution, but it does not involve judges saying, we think these words now mean this. Well, they meant something 100 years ago. Today they mean this, and this is what we declare the new meaning to be. They do not have the right to do that. In fact, when judges do that, they're making law from the bench, and for making law from the bench was a violation of our Constitution. They ought to be impeached. They ought to be impeached by the House of Representatives and removed from office by the Senate. That's the appropriate remedy for it. But tragically, most Americans have come to believe that, oh, that's what the Supreme Court does. You know, that's their job, to redefine what the meaning of these words are on an ongoing basis. So look out, you know, the law 2 years ago said this, well, today it's going to say something completely different, and what was legal is now illegal, or what was illegal is now legal. They just keep changing it by an unconstitutional means of amending our Constitution, and that's a tragedy, but this 13th Amendment and the redefinition and reinterpretation of what the 13th Amendment meant is a sad illustration of how far we have fallen from the reduced and restricted powers of the federal government that were in the design to the very expansive powers. Now it's not just the expansion of the amendments themselves, it is the expansion of the Supreme Court redefining what every word of the Constitution means anytime they choose that they believe that they want to change it. That's wrong. That's illegal. Ironically, there was a dissent in 1968 to this reinterpretation of the 13th Amendment. And oddly enough, the dissent was written by Justice Harlan's grandson. So while Justice Harlan was making up this new theory of the 13th Amendment, his grandson, many years later, recognized that that was false, and he was trying to correct the wrongs that his grandfather had written. Now, the 13th Amendment also contains a final, Section 2 of the 13th Amendment contains a final phrase that's very important to understand. It says, Congress shall have power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation. This is a huge expansion of power for Congress, because who's going to determine what is appropriate legislation to enforce the 13th Amendment? Well, who's going to determine that? Of course, well, Congress, right? Congress is going to determine what the limits of its own powers are. And it can therefore bring many excuses, and we have seen much in terms of legislation passed by Congress that are illustrative of this, saying, well, you know, the Commerce Clause, we're gonna reinterpret the words of the Commerce Clause, and we're going to pass legislation because we think it is necessary and proper. We think it's appropriate legislation. And this has been a vast expansion of the power of the federal government in the legislative branch. And this provision, sadly, is not just limited to the 13th Amendment. It might be helpful if just the 13th Amendment that had this. But no, this same phrase is used in the 14th Amendment and the 15th Amendment and the 18th Amendment and the 19th and the 23rd and the 24th and the 26th Amendment. All have this language, vastly expanding the power Congress has to radically change everything in America just by saying, well, we think, and quite often they do this, they say the 14th Amendment, the due process clause of the 14th Amendment means we think we should expand the power of the federal government in this direction to force what we determine is due process and so on. So we have built into all of these amendments this very dangerous clause. Congress shall have power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation, and they, believe me, have used that power to expand the federal government's reach into our lives in many, many very damaging ways.
And of course, the point that David is making out is the first 10 amendments certainly adhere to these ideas of our founding fathers. And then the 11th, 12th, 13th, and many of the subsequent amendments really aimed at expanding the power of the government. This reflects these people who've always been there working behind the scenes, wanted the government to regulate everything, and that's exactly where we're headed. That's why NSA is listening to your telephone conversations. You think they're worried about terrorists? Who do you think's financing the world terrorist movement?
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes prostate support and recommends it. And thousands of men take prostate support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try prostate support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess this evening, Pastor David Whitney from the Institute of the Constitution. And if you would like to set up a local class to teach people in your area, your friends, your church, your club, whatever it would be, how can people get in touch with the Institute of the Constitution and get a kit so they can begin teaching our listeners what this is really all about, from whence our freedoms come? How can they get in touch with the Institute, David?
They can call us toll-free, Dr. Stan, at 1-866-730-9796. That toll-free number again is 1-866-730-9796. Or if they choose, they can go to our website, theamericanview.com. All is one word, theamericanview.com. And just click on the button there for the courses, and the U.S. course is the first one down on that drop-down list. And Dr. Stan, anyone can do this. We've worked with people who are just people who are homemakers, people who are students, people who are professors, as well as people who are just blue collar. Any line of work, any background, it does not matter. Anyone can do this, and it's something that I believe must be done if we are going to restore liberty in America. And if we don't work to restore liberty in America, we can certainly see the direction our country's going. We're going to lose our life, liberty, and property from the tyrants who want to take those things from us.
You're absolutely right. And ladies and gentlemen, basically everything comes on CDs. The classes are there. The classes are all prepared. Some of the questions for the tests are there. Everything is there. All you need to do is implement it and begin teaching about the foundations of our freedom. David Whitney, God bless you. We'll look forward to talking again real soon.
God bless you, Dr. Stan. Hey. Keep you in our prayers.
Okay, and you too as well. Bye-bye. And, of course, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. Well, we're dependent upon those of you who are out listening to help us pay the radio bills. As you know, we actually do 5 hours of talk radio 5 days a week, and we have different networks we're on, about 4 or 5 networks. And if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. You can certainly join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. You can subscribe to our newsletter. You can certainly get the various books and DVDs if you certainly want to get in the background of anything, almost any subject. We have CD sets or tape sets or DVDs. You want to understand Agenda 21. We have 2 wonderful DVDs done by Michael Shaw, plus my talk on Agenda 21, which I do recommend, incidentally. Agenda 21, the covert plan, because there is a hidden plan, a secret plan to use the threat to the environment to justify a dictatorship where everything has to be regulated in effort to preserve the environment. And it's all a lie, ladies and gentlemen. It's all a lie. Global warming is a lie. They will tell you there are no responsible scientists who disagree with the fact that global warming is produced by humanity and is going to create terrible problems. And yet my good friend Art Robinson has over 30,000 scientists, almost 9,000, almost 10,000, who are climate scientists who signed a petition saying there is no evidence at all that suddenly the man's activity has contributed to global warming. In fact, we haven't had any global warming in the last 15 years, but you're never going to hear that because the media is controlled. And when you understand there's 6 corporations that control 90% of our media outlets, you can begin to understand what's going on. You need suddenly to get the book, The New Media Monopoly by Professor Ben Bagdikian. We have a 4-CD set on the media, and basically, but the book, The New Media Monopoly by Professor Ben Bagdikian. And then, of course, you want to understand the powerful spiritual forces. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, because that's what's really behind this. You can call it what you want to, the invisible government, the secret societies, call it what you will, the secret cabal. But it is a group, a small group of wicked people who've given their souls to the dark side. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty. This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. Linda Langeman. We've had Linda with us before, but I think her message is important, and especially when we see all these new acts of violence, certainly, whether it be a shooting, and of course, what's the first thing that happens after the shooting? Oh, we've got to take away the guns from the people, or mass kniving, people using knives. Oh, we've got to take away the knives from people so they can't use knives. But people never talk about the fact that literally all these people on psychiatric medications, you know, the 22 veterans, United States veterans, commit suicide every day. And most of them are on psychotropic medications. Basically, of course, the psychotropic medications create tendencies towards homicide and suicide. And yet we never talk about that, or many times they will actually seal the records. And in fact, some of the records going back to the Columbine shooting there in Colorado 10 years ago are still sealed. Why? Well, because, of course, my belief that the younger boy was on psychotropic medications. We know the older boy was. But they don't want the public to know that these medications are creating a tendency towards suicide and homicide. Linda Langeman, certainly 22 years or 23 years, working certainly in the psychiatric field as a counselor, and basically has given up her practice to try to get people to understand what is going on. Dr. Langeman, you pick up the story, and why are you concerned? Why did you give up your practice? And why is this such a very real problem and threat to the permanence of our society?
Well, first, thank you for having me back on the show. I appreciate it because I really do feel there's an urgency, and especially with this recent Fort Hood shooting and how quickly the American Psychiatric Association mobilized and in their effort to try to get more funds for more psychiatric treatment. They already, the week that the shooting happened, there already was a bill introduced in the House, it's H.R. 4234, and it's called Ensuring Veterans Resiliency Act. And that was introduced the same week of the Fort Hood shooting, And the reason it was introduced was to, quote, address the glaring shortage of psychiatrists in the VA. So they are, again, using this to try to escalate and get more funds and more drugs in the military and in society in general. I mean, this is just an area that they're really massively targeting because of the almost unlimited budget. I mean, right now, the mental health budget this year, combined between the Department of Defense and the Veterans Administration, is $9 billion. So they know they have unlimited funds with the taxpayers' money, but it's more than that. I mean, it really is an insidious destruction of, you know, our military. So I'm very concerned because they've moved fast. There's already this bill on Capitol Hill, and because of the tragedy and because people aren't informed, it is getting new co-sponsors every week, every day, not every week, every day. There are new co-sponsors signing on for this to support this bill.
And of course, the problem is that everybody wants to do something, you know, and my goodness, yeah, we've got to stop these shootings. But they don't understand what the foundation for it is, and you're never going to get this in regular channels. Everything is done to play down the part that the psychiatric drugs plays, mm-hmm, and the tragedy that is unfolding in America today.
While the storm clouds gather,
gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 and ask about Garlazyme.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Dr. Loggeman is simply talking about the tragedy of so many people being on these drugs, children being on these drugs, suddenly young people being on these drugs. And they have an effect on their minds, and the minds are developing, the brains are developing, and you're giving them drugs that have deleterious effects. And if you look at the black box warning on these drugs that are being given to children, I think something like 1 in 5 children or something like that is, and correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Loggeman, but is on or has been on one of these psychotropic drugs. Look at the black box warning. Read those black box warning. Now, don't ask the psychiatrist if there's any problem. Read the black box warning, and they will tell you that there's a danger of both homicide and suicide if you dare to take these medications. And yet they're being prescribed to massive numbers of people in America. But go right ahead, Dr. Loggeman.
Yeah, and I think, you know, and the statistics show what that's done, you know, with the increase in violence. You know, all of
What about that? What's the incidence of the use in children? I don't want to put out a figure that isn't right.
Oh, so, well.
Do we have any idea what percentage of children or what proportion of our children are on one or another of these psychotropic medications?
It depends what age group you're looking at. There are, if you look at preschoolers, toddlers, 1 in 70 of preschoolers are on a psychotropic drug. There's, I mean, I have the breakdowns for all the different ones. You know, there's a million children in America right now under 5 years old that are on a psychiatric drug.
A million children under 5 years of age under psychotropic drugs, okay?
Yeah.
What about when they suddenly get to be somewhere between 5 and 10?
Let's see here. Well, from up to 17 years old, I don't have the 5 to 10, but say going up to 17 years old, then we're looking at 8.6 million kids on psychiatric drugs.
Well, there's 6 million children. How many children are there? I mean, are there 30 million children or 50 or how many children?
You know, I don't know.
Okay, these are important.
Yeah.
But basically, I don't mean to embarrass you.
Oh, no,
I just
no,
think that it's important for people to have an idea of the mass numbers. I mean, 6 million children on psychotropic drugs is devastating.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I think, like I said, I mean, some that I do have broken down in the kind of way you're asking, you know, like the preschoolers, that's 1 in 70. So that gives you an idea of that. Let me just see here, because I know I do have more of that, because I have all these statistics from the IMS Health, which is the largest, you know, that kind of looks at, they're the global leader. They look at, 40 billion healthcare transactions. That's where the data comes from. So,
you go right ahead. We'll pick it up from you. We can get it to me.
Yeah,
maybe
we'll actually have a break. I'll get the break, the numbers on a break. So, I think, you know, like I said, the concerning thing is how these incidents are used to call for more mental health screening, more psychiatric drugs, and it just it causes more of the problem. And it's kind of mind-boggling that the industry has gotten away with this, that the very cause, they are the cause of the problem, and they somehow get more funds, and we see the statistics get worse and worse, suicide rates climbing and climbing in the military when the drugs were introduced. You know, in up until 2005, the suicide rate in the military and veterans was the same. It was low. It was I have a number here, but it's not going to mean anything in without the total. But there were like 160 to 170 suicides a year. And it was the same, 2001, 2002, 3, 4, 5, always the same. 2005 to 2011, there was a 682% increase in psychiatric drugs in the military. So almost a sevenfold increase in psychiatric drugs in the military starting in 2005. And the very next year, 2006, the suicide rate starts climbing. And climbing, 2007 it's more, 8 more, and each year more and more and more until 2012 it had doubled. the suicide rates that had been low and stable in the military doubled by 2012. And it's a true and odd fact that a person is more at risk of dying from a psychiatric drug than being shot by the enemy. That is statistically, factually true now.
More chance of dying from the psychiatric drugs than dying from being shot by the enemy?
That's right. That is factually true. There were more deaths from psychiatric drugs, more suicide than by being killed by the enemy. And that number was reached. That tipped the balance over in 2012. And the suicide rate keeps climbing, and the psychiatric drugs keep climbing. The other thing, you know, I mean, I'm focusing on the suicide rate, which is an epidemic now. That's, you know, Leon Panetta, the former United States Secretary of Defense, said it's an epidemic. You mentioned 22 veterans a day are killing themselves. It's horrible. And one active duty troop is killing himself a day. There's the suicide. There's also the increase in violence, which, you know, we're also talking about with the Sandy Hook shooting. There are other manifestations of that. Again, the year following the big influx of psychiatric drugs in the military, 2006, there was a 43% increase in child abuse in military families. That's extreme. That's saying that these psychiatric drugs put people over the edge, disconnected them from, you know, their loved ones. And the other thing with psychiatric drugs, mind-altering drugs, is they will get you to do things that go against your own moral code that you wouldn't normally do. And then there's also been an increase in sudden death of healthy young people dying in their sleep, their heart stopping suddenly because of the psychiatric drugs. Some of them from the combination, the drug cocktails, which have never been studied in combination. Everyone who's taking more than one psychiatric drug is a guinea pig. They have never been studied in combination. But some of them, like Seroquel, that is given commonly for veterans and for sleep, which it's not approved for. It's an antipsychotic. But that's one that is more associated with the sudden death, just the heart stopping. So it's really critical, and it literally is in black and white on the warning labels, the black box warning labels. Those are not easy to come by. Black box warning labels are rare. And the only way those you can get a black box warning label is when there is, you know, by FDA regulations, when there is a reasonable certainty of causation. You can't just put it on a hypothesis. It has to be that you've pretty much proven that that's what it does. So it's proven that these drugs cause suicide. They cause violence. They cause, you know, those are the most serious things. They cause, you know, aggression, hostility, impulsivity, irritability, all kinds of things that if you take somebody who's struggling and you give them those side effects, you're pushing them over the edge. And I think that's what we see, and I would imagine that's the case with the Fort Hood shooting. This was a guy, he didn't have a history of violence. And even people don't do those kinds of things. We never had these weird mass shootings before. These are of more recent decades. These are of the, you know, psychiatric drug decades where we're seeing stuff like this. You know, even Michael Moore, so, you know, the director who did the movie Bowling for Columbine about the, you brought up that the Columbine shooting. He has a postscript. I saw a little like a, I don't know how much, like a 10-minute video on YouTube that he put up there where he is now saying that he basically thinks it was the psychiatric drug. He said they did that whole movie and never found the why. They did never get an answer to why this had happened. And he's now thinking it may be nothing more than the psychiatric drugs they were on, but that's the reason.
So now, did we ever find out if the younger boy was on psychiatric drugs?
Exactly what you said before. One of them, they've never released the record.
They absolutely refused. Why 10 years or more after a shooting? Would they be keeping it secret? because they don't want the public to know. Well, initially it was, well, we're doing more of in the way of investigation. They're not investigating, ladies and gentlemen. They're suppressing information. And that is my belief, and you will not convince me otherwise. Go ahead.
Oh, like Sandy Hook killing, Adam Lanza, the Sandy Hook school shooting. Adam Lanza's medical records have not been released, and they will not. And this organization called Able Child filed suit to try to get the records released, and the judge would not release them. And the reason stated by the judge was the concern that people would stop taking their medications if the records were released.
Well, I think that's pretty obvious what he's saying.
Yeah.
I mean, if he's made that statement, I've heard that, that the judge said people would stop taking their medications if the records were released. Well, what medications were these kids taking?
Right. Well, we know
that this young man taking, I should say. Go ahead.
Yeah. They won't release the current record. But we do know from earlier records, like 5 years ago, that he was taking Celexa and Lexapro. Those are two of the antidepressants that do cause violence and suicidality. We know he was on that kind of a drug before, and they won't release the current records, but, you know, we can make our own conclusions there.
And why would there be an organized, orchestrated effort to suppress this information, not that the American people know? And I really believe it's because, as the judge said, well, why, of course, if the people knew, they'd quit taking their psychiatric medication. If they knew it created homicidal and suicidal things, I mean, that's certainly the inference. What other inference is there? There is none. But, of course, this is not being elaborated on by the controlled media, because the media is controlled.
Storm clouds gather.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. 877-330-9796, or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
This is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest this evening is Dr. Linda Lagerman. Linda, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Okay, yeah. Fine. Do you have those figures? I mean, basically, it's so important we have the correct figures. 22 veterans are committing suicide every day. And suddenly over in Iraq, apparently about one. Is that in Iraq that the one soldier or military personnel, or is that in the entire military, one person is committing suicide a day?
That's one in of the active duty troops.
So one of the active, Iraq, one,
yeah.
one active
yeah, one
duty.
Of the active.
But 22
yeah.
veterans, okay. And
22 veterans. And those are mostly, like, recent. This is, you know, what happens is with the influx of, you know, the increase in psychiatry in the military, there are different points. There are actually five different points now, at least, that a soldier will get screened by a psychiatrist. This is new, you know, I mean, decades ago, this didn't used to be the case. But anyway, one of those is on discharge. And they get routed through to the psychiatrist. They fill out little screening, you know, questionnaires. And that's where, you know, when somebody says anything, you know, oh, I'm feeling guilty that, you know, I lived and others didn't. And it's like, well, I think, you know, you need to put on this drug and you need that drug. And this is what starts the whole thing. So you were asking about the numbers on children, yes?
Yes, uh-huh.
Yeah, so I can tell you some. I'm still looking at others, but just to give a few more where we know the numbers. So with on anti-anxiety drugs.
Right.
So from birth to five-year-old, there are one in every 31 kids is on an anti-anxiety drug right now. That's crazy. But that's, it's seven, I mean, there's the whole breakdown, because this, like I said, this IMS Health has all the stats, but it's 771,000 kids, and then they show the breakdown of, you know, how many, you know, the estimated, the numbers of kids, and then they're, you know, yeah. So anyway, there's one in every 31 kids is on an anti-anxiety drug, there's one in every 120 children under five is on an ADHD drug, on a stimulant drug. These are, you know, these stimulant drugs for ADHD are Schedule II controlled substances. They're addictive. They're in the same category as cocaine and morphine. So, you know, five-year-olds and under five, this is when kids are, you know, aren't naturally just running around and a little wild. One in every 120 kids is on one of those drugs. Those also stunt growth and cause many other problems, obviously. The ADHD drugs, I think it's around 50% of kids that are put on the ADHD drugs develop depression, and then they get put on an antidepressant with all of those risks for suicide. So it's hard to actually, you know, try to make sense of how this is occurring. because it doesn't make sense. There's so reasonable explanation. It's, we've got a crisis. We have a serious problem, and it's about, and this is why I left my practice and spend my time doing seminars and doing, you know, radio and trying to get the word out, because I became very concerned at the damage I was seeing done, and people who were coming to me, normal people, regular people with regular life struggles. We're not even talking, you know, severe things, just regular life struggles, wanting to talk to somebody. And they were, you know, already on psychiatric drugs. A lot of them have, you know, been put on psychiatric drugs. So it's, the number has now reached 1 in 4 Americans on a psychiatric drug. Which is
1 in 4 Americans on antipsychotic drugs?
On a psychiatric drug.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, go ahead. On a psychiatric drug. On okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
1 in 4 Americans, go ahead.
1 in 4, yeah. And it is a very American thing, but we are exporting this, and it's, you know, starting to increase in other countries. Some other countries have looked at what's happening in America and are, you know, not so quick to go the same route. You know, with the antidepressants, which are so commonly given and are so commonly given to our veterans, those, the most common one, you know, Prozac, Eli Lilly, before the drug was even approved, Eli Lilly's own studies showed that it increased suicide, actual suicide, by six times the placebo group.
Six times increase in suicide.
That's right.
Prozac, go ahead.
Yeah, literally. There were like 1,000 depressed patients in the placebo group, 1,000 in the Prozac group. In the placebo group, there were 2 suicides per 1,000 people. In the Prozac group, there were 12 suicides.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. 12 per 1,000.
Yep.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955. And ask about Garlazyme.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients.
So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Dr. Linda Lagerman, who's been in counseling and helping people for 22 years or more and given up her practice to try to sound the warning against the use of the psychotropic drugs, which are devastating our children, are devastating our veterans, are devastating the military, and having a profound impact on every aspect of our life. And suddenly, the one figure that was most shocking, Linda was saying that up to one in four American adults has been or is on psychiatric medication of one sort or another. Is that a fair statement?
One in four is currently on at least one psychiatric drug.
One in four is currently on. That's even
currently
more
on.
Frightening.
That's
okay,
currently.
Fine. Now, before we go on, suddenly, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you have a question for Dr. Lagerman, well, give us a call. We're not going to take comments, but if you have a question, give us a call. Would you like to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they can get your information? Because I think it's vitally important. You're willing to give up your practice to be on and get the information out. Well, people need to get the information, and they need to know how they can begin thinking about it, because it is so unbelievable. It's almost as if the American people are under attack today. Go right ahead.
So, yeah, a couple of very important websites that have great information. CCHR.org. That's for Citizens Commission on Human Rights. I'm a commissioner for Citizens Commission on Human Rights. It's a nonprofit, non-political, non-religious mental health watchdog. And so CCHR.org and CCHRINT.org, that's for international. That's got a drug database on there that's got all kinds of information about the adverse effects. And then, if veterans or people want to go directly to cchr.org/vet, that directly links you to the documentary, the Hidden Enemy documentary, which has already won an industry award. The Hidden Enemy is CCHR's newest documentary. It's incredibly well-researched. It's got interviews with 80 different, military personnel of all ranks and experts talking about the psychiatric drugging in the military and the consequences and the history of psychiatry in the military and experimenting, on our troops. And just all the damage, in World War II, actually, there were 2,000 lobotomies performed on servicemen. I don't know if how many people know that, but yeah, World War II veterans from 1947 to 1950, the U.S. government and, psychiatry combined with U.S. government, calling it treatment, but they lobotomized. That's, what you've seen. It's the brutal, cutting of the frontal lobe. 2,000 veterans against their will. It's just a primitive, destructive thing. So, there's a history of destruction with psychiatry in the military. And, and military being used as guinea pigs. So, I know that's really heavy, what I just said. I hope I didn't, disturb people too much. But, go to the website, watch the Hidden Enemy documentary, see it online. You can see it for free online. You can order it, show it to other people. If anybody wants to arrange a screening, for like a VA or any group, get in touch with me. You can get in touch with me at drlagerman.com. That's drlagerman.com.
Dr. Lagerman.com. Go right ahead. And incidentally, I've seen this video and it is excellent. It's a DVD. It is excellent. I recommend it. Go right ahead.
Yeah. So, I'm very happy to help anybody who wants to get this information out to people who it could benefit. And I think veterans are one group that are vulnerable right now. They are maybe looking for help, and then they're steered in a direction that is actually damaging them, and that I want them to know, and I want them to know there's other help available. There's actually this Navy SEAL, 22-year Navy SEAL veteran. His name is Mikhail Vega, and he's got an organization. He actually said that he spent 22 years kicking death's ass, that's what he says, and it was on his discharge and being put on psychiatric drugs that he said almost did him in. And he realized the drugs were killing him, and he got off of them, and then now he's founded an organization called Vital Warrior. And it's all non-drug help that he does. It's all the things that he learned and what helped him, get off the psychiatric drugs and what helped him actually, kind of readjust, get his life back together. He's really a stand-up guy and is helping, others from what he learned. But he talks about his experience being put on the psych drugs because he's one of the people who expressed when he got out, he was expressing that, he felt guilty, survivor guilt, because his swim buddy, the guy he trained with, was killed in Iraq. And he got put on, one drug, another drug, another drug, and until he said it almost killed him. So that's a tough guy, and these almost did him in. So anyway, there are other helps out there, and nutrition is a really a big thing, actually. All of the different, vitamin deficiencies that people have and what can be done with food, to help. If somebody wants to, arrange a screening or something, just get in touch with me and I would be happy to help make that happen. I want people informed so that they can make their own decisions, but that they have the facts, that they have information that the pharmaceutical industry is very heavily trying to keep from them. The drug company studies, those have been concealed for a very long time, some 15 years that they've kept these hidden until either a whistleblower came along with the public interest in mind or a lawsuit that then forced them to have to reveal some of it. But, there's a lot of information that if people knew it, I think many of them, most of them, would make different choices about whether they would take a drug or give a drug to their children. One of them, which company was it? Oh, GlaxoSmithKline just had to pay out over $1 billion, which sounds like a lot, but it's not for them, not when they spend, $4.2 billion on marketing every year. But they had to pay out because they concealed the withdrawal effects, because withdrawing from these drugs also causes the same severe symptoms. For 15 years, they concealed the violence that was caused in the withdrawal phase from, it was Paxil. So that's those kinds of studies, now when people have that information, like I said, I think they tend to make different choices about what kind of help they want to try. So.
Well, I think it's a great tragedy, and I think the average individual out there, really, unless we focus their attention on what's going on, they're not going to have any idea how prevalent this is, certainly, or really the disastrous effects of Prozac and so many of these other standard psychiatric drugs that can destroy your life.
Yeah. There's another bill in the House that I think people should be aware of also. Because, again, these things, they have names that make them sound harmless and helpful. This one is H.R. 3717, and it's called the Helping Families in Mental Health Crisis Act. Well,
isn't that wonderful, Helping Families in Mental Health Crisis? And basically, of course, this is how you cover up the diabolical import and what's going to be happening, the diabolical influence in this. Go ahead.
Well, this is very insidious. I mean, it's calling for a massive restructuring of the mental health system in the country. And what's interesting is that there's a provision to, dramatically increase behavioral health centers. a behavior health center. Now, what I would note here is that they changed the language in this bill, and now they are referring to behavior health, not mental health even, behavior health. So the attention is on your behavior and controlling behavior. Now, that's another degree of trying to control people, you know, and it's not even a pretense of looking at, like, something, you know, mental going on. It's now, are you behaving correctly or not, and does that need to be modified? So, anyway, big increase in behavior health centers, this is not talking about behavior therapy, because I know some people might be thinking that there's, you know, behavior therapy and all that. But no, this is, they changed the word. Instead of mental health centers, it's now behavior health centers. It was going to increase what they're calling, it's called outpatient involuntary commitment. And this is, you know, like things like blood tests, whether somebody's taking their drugs or not. So it's a concerning bill. And it's also got kind of a fast track provision in there for funding that it bypasses the normal substance abuse mental health agency. There's a federal agency that usually gets the money from Congress and distributes it, but this bill would kind of bypass that person.
Is there anybody besides you in the psychiatric field, or suddenly, I know you're not a psychiatrist, but you're dealing with people and their emotional problems, but is there anybody who's out there actively doing the same thing you are, trying to warn the people? The relationship between suicide and homicide and these medications, and the number of people that are on these medications, and how they're going to affect, in many respects, the very minds of our children. They may very well produce irreversible changes. In fact, I've heard that mothers, when they're pregnant, are taking some of these drugs while their child can have serious effects afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's very true. And withdrawal syndrome, and then also birth defects from the SSRI antidepressants. But you asked if there are others, and there are. And it's growing, you know. CCHR has been doing this since 1969 when it founded. But this problem has gotten extreme, and there are people. Peter Bragan is a psychiatrist, and he's doing a lot. He's written books. He's got sites. There aren't that many.
When we have a chance, we'll talk off the air, and you can. I don't want to put you on the spot, but you make a list of them because we want to get the information out, and that's what we do. Why we do what we do, to be the source of information for the news behind the news, the story behind the story, the information you're not going to get from the controlled media, and the average doctor doesn't understand this. The average psychiatric doesn't understand this. He's told that this is the standard of care. He goes to the psychiatric meetings. He has the detailed people come to his office. He reads the journals, and they all lie. Go right ahead.
Well, actually, I just thought of one person also, Bart Billing. He's a psychologist, and I don't know his rank. He's retired military, and I don't know what his rank was. I think lieutenant. But anyway, he's doing similar. He's talking. He goes, tries to talk on radio, goes different places, has a group. I'll have to look them up and see. I don't have it off the top here. But anyway, yeah, there are some people. It's and it is a growing number that are kind of waking up and trying to do something about this. And it's getting a little easier. I think, you know, early on there were more attacks, and you got to figure when you're coming up against the pharmaceutical industry and the psychiatric industry and the amount of money that's involved, the money interests. And this is where I think people should also be very skeptical when they hear alternatives being, slammed. Alternative treatments or things, really should consider who's doing the slamming, the criticizing, and do they have money to lose, and is that why they're doing it? Because, you know, when there's this much money, you get attempts to smear people, you get attempts to discredit, because it's a corrupt system at this point. It's really when you use the word diabolical. I think that's the case.
Well, I think most people would be, they don't want to think that anybody would actually harm people by putting medicines on the market that they knew were going to do damage just to make money. And the reality is, ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what this is all about. In my estimation, there really are evil and wicked people out there, and they're doing really having terrible, terrible problems. We've got Bruce calling, and let's see if we can get Bruce on. Hi, Bruce. How are we doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine, Dr. Stan.
You have a question for our guest? Go ahead.
Yes, I do. I came home from overseas and been from the military, and it's incredibly exciting to be in a war zone, but when you come back, sometimes you have heightened sensitivities and alertness, et cetera, and you cannot sleep. And so you dutifully go to the Veterans Administration, and they give you something, and none of it is primarily for sleep. It is for depression.
Exactly.
And you may not be depressed, but they, you know, from Zoloft, it just goes on down the line. And then they say, if it's not working, come back in 30 days, and we'll try something else. You haven't got 30 days.
Right.
It's a very tenuous situation.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it's very, very hard on our returning veterans. And it's just so short-sighted.
Yeah.
They do not need antidepressants. They need something to help them sleep with. Go right ahead. Anything else, Bruce?
No, if there's any veterans out there, don't rely on the Veterans Administration. Don't apply for their mental health programs. Stay away from their VA doctors, the mental health doctors at all costs.
All right, Linda, how would you respond to what he's saying?
Yeah, I totally agree with his warning to others. And in terms of, sleep is really critical. And when you don't have sleep, sleep deprivation itself can, you know, make you crazy, make you jumpy, all kinds of things. So, one of the things, that you talk about is coming back with increased sensitivities. And I think as simple as this sounds, walks, like getting out, what you're trying to do, part of your mind is still in that same kind of zone, and you're still as if you're still there where you would need heightened sensitivity. You're on alert. You're as if you're still there. So part of what you're trying to do is get your attention very, very firmly here where you don't need that same kind of alertness. And going for walks is one way to, and looking around taking in the environment is one way to do that. We'll come back. I'll say a little more after the break on this.
Okay, fine. Bruce, thank you very much for calling. Parting thought before we let you go?
Well, no, it's just that you take care of yourself through exercise, good natural supplements. And in fact, one of the natural supplements that you did on your program.
Amen. We got to let you go. God bless. Bye-bye.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I do hope you enjoy Dr. Linda Loggeman. And she's really, it does, feels very, very strongly about this. And I think with good justification, and we should see, I think, the people screaming from the rooftops about the dangers of these psychotropic medication, the number of people who are being put on them. But you see, there really is organized evil in our society today. And there really are people who are intentionally harming the health and the minds, not only of our adults, but of our children. How could that possibly be? Well, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, shame on you. You need to get it. You need to read it. You need to help us get the information out, because there really is organized evil in the world today. And basically, of course, we have a number of interviews with Dr. Loggeman. You can get them by calling us at 1-800-544-8927 and just suddenly ask for the interviews we have with Dr. Loggeman. We can put together a set of four. We haven't gotten around to that yet because we're so busy doing so many different things, but I think her material is excellent, and we've actually talked to Dr. Peter Pragen, who she referred to earlier, and suddenly America's psychiatric health is under attack today. 22 veterans commit suicide every day. 22 veterans commit suicide every day. Well, ladies and gentlemen, certainly you need to understand that we have many, many problems in our society. And that's why I do what I do. And if you certainly hope you want to go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. And there, of course, at our website, you can watch our DVDs. Or you can certainly listen to our radio programs live 4 hours a day. Certainly archive 24 hours a day. Why, you can certainly read our newsletters. We have a news area. It's called News Around the Net. And we try to actually post something there on a daily basis, a couple of times a day, when my son, unless he's doing something else. And some of these are humorous, but most of them are really covering what's really going on. And somebody would just click on them and pull down the item that we've posted there. And we hope it'll help you to better understand what's going on. Because America is under attack today. The enemy is not over in the Ukraine. This whole thing is carefully staged. I mean, who was it who actually drilled the oil wells for the KGB that controlled Russia back in 1990 and 1991? Who drilled the oil wells and national gas wells? We did. American corporations, American banks. We drilled the oil wells for them so that we would have an enemy. Who was it who actually financed the Nazis during World War II? American banks, American corporations. Suddenly, we built the weapons for them that were used to kill our boys. Standard Oil was supplying the oil for the Nazi submarines that were used to sink our ships to kill our boys. You need to get certainly the book, America's Nazi Secret. America's Nazi Secret, and my interview with John Loftus, who had a security clearance three levels above top secret. The 4CD set is called The War Against the Jews. Now, he wrote a book, The Secret War on the Jews. You can get that as well. But if you get his book, America's Nazi Secret, and they get the 4-CD set, The War Against the Jews. You'll have the information you need to understand how we financed the Nazis. If you don't know the date, of Hitler escaped at the end of the Second World War and went to South America. We actually have a Jerome Corsi's book back in stock now, Hunting Hitler. We have Grey Wolf, written by two English authors. And we have a 4-CD set, Did Hitler Escape? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Adolf Hitler escaped. And the reason you have never heard of that is because of the degree of control that exists over the media and certainly over the educational system and over what the American people think and believe. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. If you're in a position to help us financially, quite frankly, we need your help. So basically, call us at 1-800-544-8927 and help us maintain our network of stations across America. And then please pray for America, for our provision and our protection.